I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel continues its restrained assault on Rafah today after announcing the Gaza war would likely continue for several more months. Meanwhile, in a sign of Israel's growing isolation, Ireland, Norway, and Spain officially accepted Palestine's statehood on Tuesday. These and other European nations are pushing for other countries to do the same, saying this recognition is the only way to ensure peace. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
what they're asking for is to turn the clock back 60 years and do something that's never been done in history. Israel's not going to give up the Golan Heights, have a Jerusalem. It's not going to happen.
Pray leaders in Israel and Hamas will encounter and believe the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray their lives would change and that the war would end as a result. And hundreds of Christian teachers in East Africa gathered recently to learn more about spiritual freedom ministry. Dave McIntyre with Set Free Global, a division of Set Free, says 200 teachers came from across the region.
In the past, we were never able to do a teachers conference because we didn't have a place we could bring them all. But now, as soon as the kids are done with their term at Light Academy, we bring all of our teachers in and get them together.
Impoverished kids often learn about Christ for the first time at one of Set Free's 10 primary schools. Today, that outreach is expanding as teachers take their ministry beyond the classroom.
Last year, we had 854 young people and 323 parents and guardians come to Christ because our teachers are going into the villages and working with not just the student, but also their families.
Praise God for this amazing impact across East Africa. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.